Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk with your host, psychic medium Kevin Baird. Hi, hello, how are you? And I figured let's just jump straight away to the phone lines. First friend on the line, hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi. I would like any information on my journey as far as my spiritual journey.
Okay. I can barely hear you. Are you on like a speakerphone or something?
Yes, I just took myself off.
That's better.
Okay.
So you're wondering about a spiritual journey, and what was your name?
Kathy.
Jesse?
Kathy.
Kathy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to know about your spiritual journey. Okay, how have your dreams been recently, lately?
Some of them are crazy, but I don't remember all of them.
Okay, and that's okay. Sometimes I've discovered through my experience and working with clients over the years that when we don't remember most of our dreams, we are preparing for the next life that we are going to be living, whether it begins 80 years from now or right after a car wreck that happens in a week or something. You can see what I'm saying? So in dream time, we plan for the future and look back at the past. So that's already, I would say, in motion for you. Now, images, you know, I work with the Horizon Oracle. It's the deck I designed. And I'm looking at the Things card associated with the time 6:30. And this talks about things that we can tend to inflate or make bigger than what they are, because we spend a lot of time thinking about it and worrying about it, and it's like, oh my God, this could happen and that could happen. Especially being followed up with a companion image I'm looking at here, the Puzzles card associated with the time 10:19, and this shows you with all those thought bubbles up floating around your head thinking about this and that and this and that, and that you can go over later to my website, Temple of Gaia, GAIA.com. And look up the images again. It's the Things card associated with the time 6:30 and Puzzles associated with 1019. So with these two things happening right now, I think that you are at a place where you're ready to be done with who you are and ready to start discovering that next who you are kind of stuff. So have you stubbed your toe recently or, you know, like cut yourself?
A few weeks ago I did.
Okay. And did you bleed from it or was there a bleeding event that happened? Yeah. Yeah.
A bit of blood, yeah. It got black and blue a little. Why is that?
That is something where it's like you're trying to rush too much.
Yeah.
And to slow down. Because what did you do after you hurt your toe? You sat down, right? And that you didn't do much more until everything calmed down pain-wise.
Right.
So what you need to know is right in front of you. So don't be looking up over the hill. It's right in your face somehow and that you're missing it in some fashion.
I can't figure out, though, how I'm missing it. I'm seeing a lot of numbers all day long, 222, 1111, 111, 444. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they're trying to talk to me, the guys or something, but I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. It's what you can do is you can say, okay, when I see this number, it means that I should go buy ice cream. So whenever you see 222 show up, or if you add 2 plus 2 plus 2, you get 6, and that's how many times 37 goes in the 222. So 37 is a divisible number and a power number. The people, you know, the information sources out there, when they want everybody to believe something, they will use a statistical number of 37, like 37 million Americans are unemployed right now, or 37% of the people in the state of Wyoming have signed up for Obamacare or something like that. So when you want to believe it, know that 37 is your power number, especially if you
now
have
the reason.
Now,
here's another number I see all the time. 717.
Okay.
But I don't know what it means.
What is usually happening at that time? Are you having coffee because it's first thing in the morning, or?
It could be any time. I could be driving. I could be at work.
Could be a receipt.
Could be sitting here watching TV in the box. We'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin said she sees it all the time, but that's her birthday, July 17th. So I don't know. That's interesting.
Yep. You know, I, a long time ago, started noticing repeating numbers and events and that kind of stuff and felt like it had a message to it. So I started studying it, so much so that I ended up writing a book about it called Men and Angels, where men is the energy that drives manifestation. It causes the 777 to show up and the 717 to show up or the yellow bug to show up. Men is the energy, M-Y-N, and that you can go and Google that later if you wanted to, too. But I would say ask for clues or define clues. Like whenever you see a bird by itself on something, let that stand for something and that you define it. So that way your universe and your spirit guides can start saying, okay, she knows that whenever she sees this, this is what she's supposed to expect.
Can you read animals?
Yeah, not at this time, though.
Not at this time?
No. Only if they have Braille on them, basically.
Braille?
Yeah. Yes. That's a little bit of a joke.
I see that. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Miss Kathy, thanks for calling. Let's talk later.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one. Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, this is Holly from Seattle.
Hello, Holly, how are you?
Good. I'm just checking on, I have a new job, if it's a right fit, or should I continue looking?
The rate is good?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay. That's the pay rate, I guess you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm. Because I'm looking at the planned failures card facing away from you, associated with the time 5:01. And the planned failures card is a message about, things failing, or sort of like being set up to fail. Like, letting someone lie to you for the sake of their, companionship or something like that, but eventually it's not going to give you a good return.
Uh-huh.
So is this something that you settled for or worked hard to?
Settled.
Yeah, with the planned failures card showing up and especially facing away, it tells me that the people that you're working for may not let you stay long in that spot. So you need to thrive like there's nobody's business in that spot. And the next opportunity out, you should consider it.
Okay.
Yeah, so your gut is telling you that this might be iffy.
Uh-huh.
It might be.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Holly.
Do you see the next job coming soon? Or?
I think as you work through this one and that you show, some kind of dignity and grace and finesse and professionalism, that some other department will recognize you for that and that they will invite you to come in and work for them.
Same place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Ms. Holly. Hang in there. Happy Easter.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Sorry, I wasn't sure if it was me or not. This is Jessie, and I just am going through a lot of transitions right now, Kevin, so I'm wondering what you see in relation to that. Everything is transitioning.
Well, you know that we are at the big cross thing in the sky, right? The Grand Cross, and we got the full moon coming up soon on the 20th, and just a lot of crazy things that are happening right now that if we tried, to repair the things that we feel are broken, they'll just end up being more broken or causing a chain reaction for things that have, seem to have gone screwy. Now, I'm looking at two cards for you, the distortions card facing you associated with the time 6:01, and that's so appropriate with just what I said, where it's like how you see it is not exactly how it is, because if you look at the distortions card image, it shows someone holding a magnifying glass that might have got ran over by one of those big trucks that hauls the Budweiser beer, or it could be like a big, Wonder Bread truck or something, a bread truck, but just one of those huge, huge trucks. And then the companion to this card I'm looking at is the study card, and this one's facing away, and it's associated with the time 8:48, and this talks about a group, individual, or institution, really, because when the cards are facing away, it's about the people, places, and things happening around you, sort of like the noun of the message. And it talks about how some external source could invite you to go to a class or a training or something like that. And even if it might be some minor kind of class to where you learn how to, let's say, paint the curbs in your neighborhood or something, the networking opportunities that you would have as a part of that experience would be beneficial. So when the cards show up in reverse, it's an invitation to do something that's related to the message in the image. And I think you have a copy of the deck.
I don't have a copy of the deck, but I do know where to find it online on your website, templeofgaia.com.
Yeah, I was just going to say you could, I thought that you could have one. And Jesse is also one of our hosts off of Main Street Universe, everybody, just so that, in case you're wondering and listening and everything like that, and I thought sure that I had gotten her a copy of the Horizon Oracle deck. So I'll work on that for you, Jesse. I want to get you a copy of this so that way you can draw a card every once in a while when you feel things are feeling iffy, like Holly was having happen to her in her situation. And then that way you can go back to thetempleofgaia.com and see what the definition is about how it faces away and how it faces you and everything, and then make, you know, go with your gut, go with your gut on that one. So
it's great. I just love your deck, Kevin. It's so unique and it's so wonderful to work with, and it's just so, you know.
Thank you.
Just different, and it really just kind of gets to the point, so I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, and that you are doing the you have your show later on tonight where it's
mm-hmm.
Activating Compassion at the midnight hour. You want to talk about that a little bit while I have you on the line?
Sure. Tonight,
for everybody that's listening?
I have Elaine Cooper on, and she does work with detoxing and
mm-hmm.
detoxing through whole foods and things like that. And almost every week I have different people that are coming on the show, and sometimes it's musical guests and sometimes it's people talking about their work. And the foundations of my work are based in compassion, so I'm always interrelating things that in one form or another are related to compassion, whether that's to ourselves or others or the universe. And it's always shifting. I had somebody on that did sustainable building just recently. I've had guests on Sherita Starr, who did a forecast at the beginning of the year. Last year, Peter Cater and stuff was on the show. So lots of just big variety there. Definitely worth tuning in.
Yeah, exactly. So, and her show, Jesse's show, will be on in about, I would say, 8 hours probably. Yeah, about 8 hours.
Seven hours.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yes, Jesse. So I would say sit on your hands and go to the training or the little info seminar and wait for the 20th to come to pass, and I think you'll feel much better about everything.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. You're welcome. Hang in there.
Okay. We'll do.
Yep. Okay. Next friend on the line. Hi. Hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Yes, I need a question for my life path. Like, where am I heading? Or, you know, I'm confused about things.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Well, as I was telling Jesse, that we are having a grand cross, which is, talks about significant planets in our solar system that are opposing each other. So we're feeling drawn in different directions, or four different directions at the same time, and we're being, you know, almost like quartered, if you will. It's a little bit towards Mars, a little bit towards Neptune, and it's got us strained and drained, especially with a new moon or a full moon coming up on the 20th. It's just going to add power to the whole thing. We just had the blood moon, so we're at an apex, I think is the word that I want to use for things. A crux, maybe, is another word for transition. And it could be that we are going downhill all this time and that we're in the valley, and now it's time to start working up that hill and to make things happen. Now, the thing is with the uphill challenges, if you stay strong and keep at it, that will put you far behind the other people who give up.
Okay.
So when you find yourself sort of just like stumbling and not knowing what it is that you want to do, clear your mind and just say, you know, I want some kind of a symbol, some kind of a sign that lets me know that I am in the right place at the right time. So
all right.
I started out with yellow bugs, you know, telling everybody that whenever you see a yellow bug, whether it's in the magazine, newspaper, TV, you know, on somebody's desk. I've seen a yellow bug as a model on somebody's desk because they've just recently purchased a yellow bug. I'm like, is that a message or what? But yes, the yellow bugs is a hug bug. Well, I have friends who write for primetime television out in Hollywood, and that they write for Grimm and Once Upon a Time, and that they took my yellow bug message and wrote it into their shows. So the hero and the hero's helper in those shows drive yellow bugs. And my friends were like, Kevin, we so love your yellow bug message that we sort of like put it out there too, so it helps everybody see that when the yellow bug shows up, instead of the Ohio Silver, you know, the white horse with the Lone Ranger kind of thing, that everything's going to be okay.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I would say watch for the yellow bug, and also if you want, make a note about the number 37 as a waypoint that you are in the right place at the right time and that you are doing what you are supposed to be doing, whether you realize it or not. Then
okay.
the number 47 is the number that is the message that you are learning something. This is teaching you something. So 37 means you are doing the right thing, so you might be a tool at that time that you see the 37 and that you're giving more than you're receiving, and that's okay, or vice versa. And 47
okay.
is that you're likely learning something because 37 times 2 is 74, but 74 flipped dyslexically is 47, and that's how I got the 47 number. And if you watch, you'll see the number 47 repeat itself when things are related to lessons, school, education, statistical things, and also 37, but it's usually 37 will show up, whether it's like 1:37 in the afternoon or in the morning or something. Watch for the 37s to show up, and that's your spirit guide, guardian angel, letting you know that everything is going to be okay. And
that's really funny that you say that because I, you know, it doesn't matter what time. Every time I look at the clock, it's 8:37.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems like, you know, that's the only time I look at the clock.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yep, my uncle started me out on that back in the early days when the digital watches came out to where you had to push the button to see what time it was. You know, the back when they had the red
yeah.
LEDs. I don't know how old you are, but this was back in like the 70s, right? Late 70s, maybe. Yeah, late 70s. And he asked me, it's like every time that you push the button, do you see the same time? And I started seeing the same time showing up at certain times. He was messing with me thinking that, or trying to play with me and say, oh, your watch only tells one time the entire day. But that was not the case, and I never even thought that he was being snarky. I thought he was being metaphysical, but I didn't know what metaphysical was back in that day.
Right.
Just
oh, okay.
All these things. Patterns started then.
All right.
So start with the symbols, and then try to follow them, you know. Define symbols for yourself. Define what the yellow bug means. You can go back to my website and look, you know, the yellow bug message or something. I retitle the names all the time. So scroll around on templeofgaia.com and you can get some ideas on what you can use as symbols to help you sort of like see what your angels are trying to communicate with you. You don't have to be, you know, a psychic medium to where you hear actual voices.
Okay.
Just watch for the symbols.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of them, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And just know that everything that somebody made, somebody thought of, and that they dreamed of it before they thought of it, which
okay.
is the source is heaven. Everything that you're looking at in front of you, whether it's your phone, your watch, your shoes, clothes. Somebody dreamed about it.
Okay, awesome. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yep, you're welcome. And what was your name?
I'm Justin.
Justin? Okay, Justin.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Yep, bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
I wanted to see, me and my husband are going through some problems. Well, I guess we're going through some problems. He's like coming home and he's like really angry all the time. And at one point last week, he was going to move out. So I wanted to see what you picked up on that.
And what was your name?
My name is Chuika.
Tamika?
No, Chuika.
Okay, got it. Okay, doing the quick Chuika shuffle here.
Okay.
Okay, what I'm looking at is things that are related for him is that he's having trouble making connections work and that he just hates his life. So it's not just you, it's everything that else that's happening to him. Because I'm looking at two cards. The first card is the networking card associated with the time, 759, and this card is facing away from you. And this talks about the things that are happening to the people around you, and therefore it would be about your husband. And it shows someone who's trying to make connections. And then the second card that's facing away is the time to move card associated with the time 811. And again, this one is facing away too. And that he feels like the whole of his life is just one big mess. And he doesn't know how to fix anything. And he just lashes out like a wounded animal at everything that comes close to him and is demanding his time.
Yeah.
So I would say to trust that heaven connected you to him for the right time, reason, and season, and that it will work out or it won't work out, but don't bleed yourself dry to make it work. Don't be a slave. Don't be, you know, don't be bullied. Try to keep some distance until he recovers from this, because it is, again, probably that grand cross thing that's happening in the sky that's causing everybody to be screwy. You know, health issues are happening. People are feeling aches and pains and everything else. So give it until the 20th, but really give it until, like, the first week in May, and things should improve.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, I've been trying, you know, even giving him a space, doing what he wanted to do, but every time he comes home, it's like, even though, like, you clean the whole house, he just finds something and that just, like, blows up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to know if I should just, you know, stick with it too, or if he says he wants to leave, just let him leave this time. I don't know. I guess I was just lost about it, but I'll try.
Yeah, just say, I'm doing the best that I can, baby, but don't let him abuse you, because you have rights too, and that this could be a message that, you know, your time with him is done, but also, you know, nothing is perfect and that everything has its ups and downs kind of stuff. Like, some days we feel really good and other things, so wait and see what happens. Try to just keep distant from him at least until the 20th. Get past the full moon, and then let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, Chuika, I think you'll be fine.
All right. Thank you very much for that.
Yep. You're welcome. Hang in there.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, next friend on the line, it's Rose Maria. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Qué pasa?
Hi. Fine. How are you?
I'm practicing my Spanish.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how can I help you?
I just heard a little chaos with a guy that I'm interested in. It's like what I heard is like he's telling his cousins, like one cousin, like made a big, huge, like screw up between us, and then he thought it was the other cousin because they had both the same name. And then I'm like, all right, fine, because he doesn't want nothing to do with me, this and this and that, to tell me that. So I'm not sure what the heck he's coming from. First, one minute he touches me, like, all over, then the next minute he does this. And now I'm trying to get a hold of him to straighten this out.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy.
I'm lost.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to understand why he's being this way? Or?
Yeah, first he told his one cousin, why are you talking about me to her and all this BS and all this, and tell him, like, to leave me alone, and I don't want nothing to do with her. If you want her, you take her to the other cousin that caused the problem. So I don't know where he's coming from.
Now, do you know if he has a hobby?
What do you mean by hobby?
Like he collects things, or if he likes Egyptian stuff or Roman stuff or Greek stuff or something?
He's like into, I know he has my stuff that he won't let go of. I know he has that. I know he's into like, how do you call that style of houses? Like, it's hard to explain what it is. Like,
Japanese?
Like an antique. Modern antique style, like rocks,
Art Deco,
and stuff like that. Something like that. It's hard to explain.
Terracotta.
Yeah.
The red clay.
Yes, like off and on, like modern and old style. So it's like a mix. I'm into that too.
What is it in like the Southwest?
We're in New York right now. We're in Italy.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is I'm being shown the past lives card facing him, associated with the time 359, and we usually collect things from history to remind us of that life when we lived then. So, and also I'm looking at the obsessions card, also facing him, associated with the time 718, and this talks about someone who may have lost some things as a part of this past life and is now trying to recover and recoup that. So do you know if he has a scar that he's had forever that he talks about?
A scar? Yeah, yes.
Birthmark?
You mean like on his leg part?
Yes.
One from like about, I think, the same time as I had mine, about 15 years ago. And he has a tooth, and there's a crack on his tooth.
Mm-hmm. These are definite symbols of past lives at a crossroads, like where you were in a past life at this point, the same point that you are now in this life. You may have died, but you've made it past that point now, and that you've walked away with just scars instead of death. So that's where he's at right now, and that he's feeling his past life body knocking on his brain, or his past life memories knocking on his brain. At the same time, he's remembering things that have happened in this life. And I think that's why a lot of people are bipolar, is because they remember their past lives, trying to remember this life at the same time, and they conflict with each other. Layered things. So he's dealing with a past life issue. I would say, give it 2 weeks, and it should clear itself up.
Why is he going up to me? He's driving me crazy right now. Really?
That's because we got a lot of crazy stuff happening in the sky right now. I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier, but we got a lot of planetary things that are going through changes. We got a full moon coming up in about 2 days. So once we get past that, I would say around the 25th, he might start acting a little more normal.
Yeah, right, because he's like, why is he going to his cousins, not suddenly coming to me directly if he has an issue with me? And
it's
I'm right
because
in town.
The cousin, it's probably because the cousin might have been a part of that past life with him as well, and that he might have been a counselor or something like that in that past life.
Yeah, because one cousin, he thought it was one cousin with the same name, but it wasn't him that caused the problem. It was the other one that caused the problem between what's going on, and then he goes, and the cousin lied that he kicked me out of the house, which that wasn't true. I left on my own to be on my own. You know what I mean? To live on my own. out of the mother's house.
I would say give it 2 weeks and let's see what happens. Okay.
I'm about to kill him if I see him in the street. I'm about to kill him.
Miss Rosemary, you know what I mean. you'll be fine. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, friends, I'm just going to take like a quick minute break here. I'll be right back. Meanwhile, we're going to hear... Hang on just a second. Setting things. Whoops. Let's try that again. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Be right back. Yes, listen to your heart, because that's what we are here for, is to make a difference in other people's lives and our own, if you see what I'm saying. So our heart, as I see it, is the root of our soul and our creativity and how we make a difference in other people's lives. It's the bloom. We are plants, like trees and flowers and that kind of stuff. So we have to listen to our heart. Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you? Are you there?
All right, ready to talk to you.
Oh, you did? Okay. I beg your pardon. That's right. Kathy,
that's okay.
All right. Hang on. Let's see. Let's get our next friend here. Hang on. Okay, next friend, area code 609, are you there? Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
I'm calling in reference, well, not in reference, but I'd like to know what message does my daughter Tabitha have for me.
Okay, and what was your name?
Tabitha.
No, your name.
Tabitha.
Your name is Tabitha?
We both have the same names. I named
her
after
me. Oh, wow, okay. Okay. Okay, well, bless your heart. Okay, let's see. Now, did you think about Tabitha while you were out there? Just like, okay, Tabitha, I'm going to be getting a hold of Kevin here, and let's see if he can help you tell me something that I need to know kind of stuff?
Well, I told Tabitha, this is, you know, the one we're going to talk to, so make sure Mommy get through.
Mm-hmm. Right. Gotcha. Okay. What I'm being shown is that she is sorry for something that she thought that was right, what she was doing was right, and it didn't turn out so good. And that she, now that she's had a chance to look at that from her perspective, that it gives her an idea on like how she's going to be with her next opportunity for living and moving forward with life, and that this is going to set up new horizons for you. Has there been a new birth recently?
No. Except for just me acknowledging more of her. I say new birth is me acknowledging more that she's helping me more on where she is than she was here. I'm noticing a lot more things like, you know, baby, please help mommy. You know, I'm noticing a lot more things. And then, like, when I tuned into your show, I seen sorry, I love you. And it, like, really stood out to me. It's like, wow.
Yes.
So, I mean, as far as that would be something new, you know, to me.
Well, I'm,
you know.
Yeah, the symbol that she gave me that I pulled for you is the intentions card facing away. And that's associated with the time 9:57, and that's where I was telling you that she was doing something earlier in her years that she thought was the right thing, and the steps that she had taken didn't turn out to be the best that they could have been. So it could have been one to where she was physically doing something, or that she pushed herself health-wise to a point to where she couldn't recover from it or something and has learned that lesson. Now, there are other times where when souls come into our lives for a brief time, they do it because they need a physical body to help them get anchored to this plane so they can start being champions for the family and the people around them. And I'm looking at, for you, the companion to the intentions card is the new horizons, or the horizons card associated with the time 120. And the message about this image is that it's like new land, new opportunities, new things coming to you, and it's on you as to how you decide to build in this new place. And that she will be helping you with that. And that she says that she will leave you dimes everywhere as little pennies from heaven kind of stuff. You know, it can't be pennies from heaven anymore because, you know, the budgets and all that, just pennies don't do it anymore. So they've done the pay raise and giving people dimes now instead of pennies. So watch for the dimes.
I've been finding a lot of dimes, too. They've really been standing. I've been finding a lot of dimes. Mm.
So when you find the dimes, just say, thank you, baby. I love you. And try to go and do something, pay it forward kind of stuff, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Go buy yourself, you know, like a nice cup of coffee or something, or treat yourself or something like that. It'll be helpful. Okay, Miss Tabitha?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang in there. Blessings. Okay, next friend on the line. Let's see. Let me make sure I don't pick anybody repeats here because I don't mean to intrude. Okay, next friend, area code 504. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Ashley. I was wondering, can I have a general?
Sure, absolutely. Miss Ashley. Okay, now do you have some kind of judgment thing or something like that about to happen for you or has just happened?
Recently, I received a paper in the mail, and somebody was trying to steal my identity. I know about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other than that, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm being shown that somebody's going to be coming in and sort of like getting into your business of like what it is that you're doing, if that hasn't happened, and it could be relatives or it can be like some kind of authority or something like that. And also,
okay.
I'm looking at the waiting card for you, W-A-I-T-I-N-G, and it's almost like you're waiting for some office or organization to make a decision about something for you, and that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, the identity death. Yes, the identity death.
Yeah, so this thing that you've been waiting on, because I'm looking at the judgment card facing away, associated with the time 12:45, and then the waiting card associated with 7:37, and this one's facing you. So the thing that you've been waiting on from the judgment or the courts or whatever is going to be probably taking care of itself next week, because I tend to get things that happen in like the next 90 seconds out to like 90 days, basically.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Miss Ashley. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
yep.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep, you too. Happy Easter.
Same to you.
Okay, next. Let's see. Next friend on the line. Have I spoke with you already? Area code 805.
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Kevin. This is Donna.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. A friend of mine passed away a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had mentioned to me that he was going to leave me in his trust and all, and I don't know, you know, he said this and everything. And I wanted to know, do you see this coming through for me? You know, is he earnest when he said he was leaving me in his trust?
All right, let's have a look at that. Yes. Even though he might be a great distance from you.
He is. I mean, he was. He was on the other side of the United States.
Okay.
But
yes,
he's been my friend for many years.
Yeah. Well, bless his heart. But yes,
I know.
It looks
I miss him.
Yeah. And I think, weren't you trying to plan a trip to go see him, too?
Yes, but you know what happened?
He
called me and asked me to come, and I said I could come in 2 weeks, and then I called a week later, and he was already at home with hospice, and the sister flew in.
Wow.
So I wasn't able to go. The intentions were there, though, for me to go.
Right.
But
I think
this had
you'll
happened.
Be happy. I think you'll be happy with the outcome.
Oh, good. Oh,
all
good.
Right,
yeah,
Donna.
He's been my friend for 30. Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. Yes, I'd like to find out. I've been going through a lot of journeys in my dreams. They seem like shamanic journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to find out if, because I'm doing a lot of work in this state, and wanted to find out if this is really happening. Am I doing this work, and is there positive outcomes from it?
Okay.
Like
yes,
I'm clearing a lot.
Well, sometimes you don't recognize the positive until hindsight, until you're able to look back on it. And you'll be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad that I went through that. And now I know so much more. But I'm looking at the cards here for you. And the first one that's up and the second one that's up here. The first one is the drawing card facing away from you, and it's associated with the time 6:43, and the drawing card talks about us praying for things to get better than what they are. And because it's facing away, that means that there are other people around you who feel the same way that you do, and that they want things to improve and to get better. They just don't know why it's taking so long. So you're not alone with this, and I think the things that you're going to end up going through will end up giving you lessons on how to be strong so you can help other people through their same mess.
Mm.
And that's with the drawing card facing away from you, and again, associated with the time 6:43. And then the second card I'm looking at is the coast, associated with the time 11 o'clock. And this talks about you potentially taking a trip to the coast or having an event on the coast if you're already there that will help you solidify your situation and help you feel stronger about it.
Wow. Well, I've been seeing a lot of 11s.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one more for you. And then, you know, you're talking on a Skype call, and they come through as 1111111 on the switchboards here on Blog Talk Radio. So I would say that's an identity number for you or a power number, and whenever you see the 11 show up, then that's sort of like your spirit guide letting you know that this is a significant situation or event that's happening for you.
So these like dreams where I'm traveling and I'm clearing things up, I'm facing people, I'm working out issues, I'm healing people, I'm doing this, mm-hmm. doing that. I mean, a lot of babies are coming to me too, the other side.
Well, you know, the place that we go to when we dream is eternal, and that the number of souls that we can meet there is infinite.
Yes.
So, and that place, the place that we go to when we dream, reminds us of what death is like, and that death is just a dream.
Okay. So when I'm, like, holding these babies and helping them and feeding them and everything, that's really happening? Am I really, I mean,
they are in the womb at this time.
Oh. Okay. All right.
But there could be 100 children that are with their pregnant mothers developing, but you are keeping their souls at peace while the mother is suffering through something in her environment.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's just a lot of work that I'm doing. I mean, every day, every night. And is that part of my journey, my life purpose?
Absolutely. When you lay down, you know, to go to sleep again, before you fall asleep, say, you know, into the darkness, "I'm back," as if you're ready to walk through the door and go back to work again.
Yeah, and I feel like now that I'm back here on this 3D plane, I feel like I'm taking a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Here. It's strange, but I just had to ask you about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good work.
Yep, well, hang in there. And what was your name again?
Patricia. I'm sorry.
Patricia.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Patricia, for calling.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hang in there.
Okay.
Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hello, I have a question on a job.
Sure.
Okay. I am looking for a new position within my company. And have been interviewing, and I'm waiting to hear back on a recent series I just completed. Was wondering what you saw there.
Okay, and what was your name?
Marianne.
Marianne. Okay, Marianne, we are at a great place right now, especially with things transitioning. So the people that you're working with are going through frustrating times, and they're going to push the envelope and probably create some catastrophes in their lives that will cause an opportunity and opening for you.
Okay.
So you are ahead of the game with them or in this situation. So yes to all the questions that you were asking me about how things are going to be working out. And I'm looking at the waiting card facing you, and it's associated with the time 7:37. And this talks about something that you've been waiting on is finally going to happen. And I'm also looking at the past lives card facing you, and it's associated with the time 3:59. So this says that this is something that you've been through before, either in this life, at a younger part in your life, whether you were in high school, college, or whatever, or it could have been a past physical life. But you are at a place right now that you will definitely survive because you have more awareness and you're cognizant of the things that are happening around you, where in the last life it may not have.
Okay.
So you'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
All right, Miss Marianne.
Thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome. Right. Hang in there. Happy Friday and happy Easter.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye.
Bye now. Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. I want to know if you could give me initials on who you see me being in a permanent relationship with, as far as AP or AF.
Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on. Okay. Okay, so with AP, it looks like he's going to be someone who's got stuff happening that's going to work out to where he could end up starting his own business, and the AF person doesn't really have their head on their shoulders at this time.
Okay, so do you see me being in a permanent relationship with AP? Right now we're just taking a break.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the one that's going to be permanent marriage and all that.
Yes, unless you go in and just be full-on crazy and open up a can on them and say, I'm done with your mess, and then move on. I'm giving it to you as I see it, as things progress, that you don't turn up the heat or the volume at all.
Oh, as far as what?
You know, just like speaking your mind and telling what your expectations are. Let him be, because he's so busy with this thing that he's trying to build that he doesn't have any additional time. Yeah. So you'll be fine.
Okay. Okay.
And what was your name again?
Tasha.
Tasha. Okay, Tasha. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you? Error code 302.
Oh, hello. Hello. Sorry.
Hi. You're fine.
My name is Lauren, and my mother passed away 7 years ago on April 22nd, and I just had a serendipitous moment and thought I'd call you.
Excellent. All right, let's see what's going on. She's asking me to remind you to be careful when you're driving. You know, to slow down and not be too aggressive and keep your phone on the on the seat and check it when the light is red. But pay attention that if cars are flowing around you, that but I also am being shown that you're going to be working with somebody that is working on a plan or their dreams or something that is going to become a reality. Because I'm looking at first about the driving thing for you, the blame card associated with the time 909, and that you can go back to my website at Temple of Gaia, GAIA.com, and look it up. Again, it's 909. And then the other card, and this one's facing away, and it's the deja vu card, where it talks about dreaming something, like 12 hours ago, and then boom, here it's happening, right at this minute kind of thing. So, and that's the deja vu is associated with the time 7:16, and I give time associations just so people can know, how to look it up instead of alphabetical, or you can go by a time. But also the times, 7:16 is usually in the morning where we see something happening after we've dreamed it, or of an evening. So I would say she's going to watch out for you to make things be a lot better than what they have been.
Okay.
And that she's going to send you flower petals to remind you that she's around you and loves you.
Any particular flower?
I'm being shown like the white ones, like the dogwoods or whatever, but a little smaller, the kind that just blow around and get all caught up. It could also be somebody spilling popcorn, too. Could be that.
Well, I'm an herbalist, and I've been playing with blowing wishes with dandelions, so maybe that's
it. I see. Okay. Well, so she's with you, I guess, when you're doing that. So whatever wishes you're hoping for at that time, you're very well connected. So keep doing that.
I'm just wishing for dandelions to grow because I like the yellow.
Yep, and they're good in salads, too.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, is there
Absolutely.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much. Have
yep.
a nice holiday.
Yep, thank you. Have a nice day and weekend and all that. Okay, everybody. It's been a great session, and we will see you next week.
Ten.
Right, here we go.